Welcome in, kingly brothers and heroic husbands from around the planet. Welcome to this new episode of the Be the Husband She Brags About podcast. This is the one podcast where everything we do, we say, we express aims to support you. Yes, you, my brother, you that's listening in right now, you become the marriage transforming hero of your relationship. Leaning in, do you ever find moments where you feel overwhelmed by the amount that you perceive is on your plate in life as a husband, as a married man, as a human being? Do you ever experience a level of stress trying to deal with all the chores, the responsibilities, everything that you have on your plate, from work to parenting to taxi driving to holding space for your queen to in-laws to finances, etc.? Do you ever find yourself struggling to have the motivation to get out of bed, to get going? We all at some point can have these inner world struggles. I definitely had my own unique mix of those and tons of other deeper shit where in moments my nervous system, my mind, was conjuring up a story that was pretty bleak. There was very little hope in it, and the hopelessness, the only way I could honestly deal with it looking back was to just get stuck into a same shit different day. It's like I was ticking the boxes, ticking the chores, doing the kids thing, doing the parenting, bit of lovemaking, try and get it in there, be a good guy, do good stuff around the house. Stuff my queen asked for, what she didn't ask for. Tick the boxes, tick the boxes, tick the boxes. Do, 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 do. And at some point doing, the idea was I'd be done. You know, I'd finally get affirmed, acknowledged, praised, be respected, etc. And it never came. The more I did, the more I raced. It just, nothing was improving. There is a key secret recipe, a secret insight that is essential for every single one of you listening in. If you've been listening in a long while, if you've been listening in a long while, you may have heard me bring this point up again. This is inspired by a guy within Heroic Husbands Men Circles today, and it bears repeating. It can't be overstated, this one. If you've been listening in a long time, you're fresh to this. If you're in Heroic Husbands Men Circles and you're like deep in doing the work, etc. I need to remind my nervous system of the simplicity of this one point. And this one point is arguably the most important point of nailing your human existence. It's not just about marriage. Of course, you listen in, be the husband she brags about. You want to be a better husband. You want to have your marriage turn out better, more beautiful, more love, etc. It's beautiful. It's sacred. This is at the core of the human experience and knowing how to master it. And I'm going to bring the story. I'm not going to mention the brother within the movement. I didn't get his consent. I sort of have an assumption he'd be A-okay with me using his first name, but I don't have a consent. You know who you are, sir. I'll send it to you anyway. Sending you lots of love, man, for the inspiration. But one of the brothers within Heroic Husbands Men Circles, we've got Telegram group chats, and he posted he had to miss one of the meetings. He has an insanely high rate of showing up. But this week, he sent me a message before. He's like, he's on this 26-hour drive to support his queen. I forget the exact story, but like she'd missed a flight. Something was happening. But he got into his car, and in serving his queen, he was driving like for 26 hours to help his damsel in distress. And he posted this video message in the group. And I'm going to do the best I can to paraphrase it. But it was along the lines of this insight that he had, where like one part of him was almost like, oh, you know, I'm doing this, but sort of like, you know, this is going to be long and, You know, there was a part that wasn't so enthusiastic about the whole thing and the whole process. And, you know, when you go there, your mind can conjure any sort of shit. It's like, oh, you know, will she even appreciate, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So he caught this part of his mind that was seeing like this mundane, or was it attaching a mundane meaning to this journey. And he shared, and man, he was on fire. He is on fire. I believe he's like halfway through this journey still. But he was like, no fucking way, guys. I caught that story, wrestled it down, and it was like, and he said, I'm a knight on the way to battle, you know, to save my damsel in distress. And he shared it to all the brothers in the group. You know, it's like the message was, that's who we are. We're knights. We're here to save our damsel in distress. And like the story goes from there. And in that, I posted a message to him, hence it became the inspiration. And I'd say to this brother, it's like, man, you're the inspiration of this. Without sharing that, this episode wouldn't have come through me. I trust my heart and soul. What fires me up the most, that's where I go with those episodes. But I shared with him a key life learning that when I read it, my life hasn't been the same since. You see, authenticity is one of the key needs of the masculine-hearted heart warrior. I mean, it's the key thing, like what we're searching in marriage very often, we mightn't realize it, and in life, is this feeling of radical freedom of authentic expression, to be real. We get deeply inspired by another guy who's authentic. He's real, he's raw, he's uncensored. You get this fucking feeling, he's not holding anything back. It's authentic. And what transformed my life, guys, and I really do encourage you in on this, to own this major insight as yours, is when I read the word authenticity has the same root as the word author. I don't know about you when you hear that, but I definitely slowed down in my tracks and went, whoa, there's some epic shit going on here. So authenticity, this idea, it's like almost like, I remember myself at that time, it was like, okay, I want to be authentic, but it was like, what does it really mean, you know, to be authentic, to be real? What does that mean? I sort of like the sound of it, but what does that mean? It has the same root as the word author. So to be authentic is to become the conscious author of your life story. This changed everything for me. I made this link of, wow, yeah, I then knew what being authentic meant. I had a grasp on it. It's like my five-year-old inside of me, instead of reading it in all of these masculine, feminine, you know, high-end, deep, intimate relation books, it's like, oh, the man needs to be authentic, the superior dude, the superior man. It's like, what? Okay, cool. Flowery language. My five-year-old inside of me was like, okay, cool. I can strategize that. I can grasp what that means. I'm the author of my own life. So then a layer deeper is like, okay, cool. Well, when I read that, heard that first, it was like, okay, I was pretty deep in the shit. Like, I don't know the exact period, but definitely periods of depression, suicidality, bodies, image, hatred, fucking bet your bottom dollar, marriage wasn't going good, parenting wasn't going good, etc. Work, like poverty, the career was like financially, there was poverty, so, and health wasn't going good, etc. etc. You get the story. It was a bit of a complete shit show. It wasn't a bit, it was a total shit show. So, I started making the link, and it was like the guy within Hero Kuzman's Men's Circle was like, The terrain around me, it's the same. He's on this road trip and it's just a road trip. But then I realize, like, well, it's just a normal day in marriage. But how I describe it with my mind. So what? Where does the author part comes in? It's your thoughts. We all have this inarguable capacity inside ourselves to choose the thoughts we attach to describe the experience we're having. Instead of the same shit, different day programming from childhood, our persona, the personality, you know, it's not like a shoe size. You know, shoe size, you get to a certain point, that's it. No. Personality comes for persona. Persona is the mask. You'll hear me repeat this again and again. It's like your personality, and we will fight tooth and nails. Like, oh, this is who I am. My identity. This is who I am. But the freedom is in all of these roots, the roots of it. Your persona is mask, your personality, who you are, identity. Well, persona is mask. It's this fake mask that you put on when you were younger. You created this personality that just served to get you through. So, but your personality repeats stories, and those repeated stories become an identity. And Tony Robbins says, it's like, hey, identity is the greatest force in the human psyche. We will do everything and anything to prove the truth of our identity. The major thing in this is, well, then you're just caught in a loop. I know in my marriage, and I see this, it's all pervasive with guys when they meet the work. It's like, oh, it's sort of like this deep down, it's like, I know who I am type thing. Well, if you know who you are and you're not willing to open your mind to, hey, there could be a different story going on here. Like, I had this grumpy old man before my time persona. I'd be grumpy. I was entitled to a lot better from the plate of life, the plate of parenting, the plate of marriage, the plate of finances, the plate of health, the plate of sex life. And I just wasn't getting it. So I was like, I had a chip on my shoulder 24/7. I was doing the right, like, being a good guy, nice guy, classic nice guy. I'm ticking all these boxes, and poor bastard, I'm ending up with nothing at the end of it. We call that boy bitch energy in the movement, in this podcast. And we need to start calling ourselves out in this. It's boy bitch energy. It's untrustworthy. It's unattractive. But it's all self-authored from inside of ourselves. Now, the difference between the me before realizing this and the me after, the guys before coming to the podcast, entering Heroic Husbands, Men's Circles, and now, like the guy today so powerfully realized there's this like crossroads, and you have a choice to go down the path of one way of thinking, which is inherently going to attach a meaning to the story of this is mundane, God, it's boring. You know, it's just all victim-led and mundane and shitty, and you'll grind it out, but you'll probably come back, you know, and get deeply upset that your queen didn't say nice things when you arrived, blah 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 blah. Or your fucking knight riding off victoriously into battle on behalf of the honor of your queen. I mean, it's night and day. I started realizing, Mark, you can tell whatever story you want. You don't have to keep repeating like it's, I don't know, you just have like the same three sets of videos from childhood, the same three movies, shame, blame, and like whatever the fuck, like victimhood. It's like you just keep pressing those on repeat. No, instead of like the same DVDs on repeat, I became the director. I'm now creating whatever movie I want. I'm now able in a moment to go, oh, hold on, I don't really like how this moment is turning out in my conversation with my queen and this experience with my kids. And the more I look deeper, and from mystical teachings, Buddhism, to peak performance psychology, etc., etc., and the more I unpacked it, and the more I went, okay. And there was this realization of, well, my emotions aren't describing the quality of the situation. Because how often do you feel sort of shitty about the situation that's happening? It's, oh, my queen has just given me shit, blah, 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 blah. It's like you feel this emotion of rejection. You mightn't label the emotion, but you're feeling a bit shitty. There's uncomfortable emotions there. Sadness, grief, anger, frustration, aggression, jealousy, loneliness, etc., etc., etc. And it's the assumption of the same shit, different day, boy, bitch, printout story. Still your story, it's just an unconscious default story coming through you, is you're this poor unfortunate bastard that is having to live out this shitty situation, and your emotions are telling you, if you're feeling something bad inside of you, it's telling you this is just a bad situation. Bad woman, bad me for creating this situation, bad finances, bad government, bad child for, you know, it's like the emotions are describing the quality of the situation. Yet the major revelation that I've experienced, that guys, when you come to this work, and you guys, I'm inviting you in, and it's like, feel my energy. It's like, I just, if you get this, when you get this inside of yourself, when you allow your nervous system go, okay, so I don't have to keep fighting and putting 10 fucking watts, like gigawatts of my energy, my soul force, my heart into protecting this identity, which is just a persona. It's a mask. It's not who I truly am. And I can then shunt it down a different pathway and choose what my thoughts are. You start realizing that your emotions aren't describing the quality of the situation. Your emotions are describing the quality of your thoughts about the situation. Sit with this for a moment. You get this, this is the game changer. And the game isn't a game of fucking basketball, it's the game of life. It changes everything. It's not the game of marriage, it's the game of life. Your emotions aren't describing the quality of the situation. Your emotions are describing the quality of your thoughts about the situation. What does this mean on a practical basis? You know, in Heroic Husband's Men's Circle, if you came one-on-one coaching with me, and I talk about it in the podcast, so it's like you're all coming on this ride with me. We talk about shame, blame, or claim. There's three options of following a story in your mind. And I call thinking in the mind, what happens in a level of thoughts, you know, story. There's the five pillars of presence. Stillness, sight, shape, state, story. They're the five most powerful creative tools that we have in our possession. And when we're conscious in our use of them, we can create whatever marriage, whatever parenting situation we want, whatever life situation we want. It's like, really, and they're all available to you. You've got the full toolkit there. So you've three paths to go on. So it's like three scripts to go on. Shame, well, that's a story beating the shit out of yourself. Poor me, I'm a piece of shit. I fucked up again. Oh, she's so right. I'm unlovable. And we all have that voice. We have a room in our mind that when our awareness goes there, it speaks and screams and whispers and murmurs and beats us up. With the shame stick, it's like it's just, it beats us up, yeah? Touch base within yourself. Have you experienced, do you experience times when the shame stick, you start beating yourself? These are thoughts. And again, you'll have the emotion that says about the situation, but then the script goes. And you are the author of that situation. They're your thoughts. They're your thoughts, man. Then blame. You're beating your queen with the stick. You're blaming her. You're against her. Your thoughts go, oh, she's such a bitch. She never appreciates me. And well, she fucked up last week. And you might even tell her. You're this. When your awareness goes into the blame room, the voice that comes through will take over your tongue and start spitting vile horror direction. Oh, screw you. You know, it's like, yeah, I might be at fault for that. But sure, you did. You were late like three times last week. You know, you waste money. You know, don't be giving me shit about spending too much money in this. You've been wasting money in that other thing. Blah, 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 blah. Total bullshit. Claim is a different thing. Claim is, again, it's claim is the part where you realize, oh, I am the author. I'm going to take full conscious, extreme ownership of what's happening through me. I'm going to pay attention to the evidence around me. I'm going to pay particular attention to the evidence inside of me, because when you start claiming, you shut the door of shame, you shut the door of the blame room where all those videos get created, and you open up the claim room and you put your awareness in there, and you're going to go, okay, I'm going to feel into the quality of my lived experience. My emotions are going to give me feedback, letting me know the quality of my thinking about the situation. And as the quality of my thoughts, as my storytelling capacity improves, I'm going to start feeling a bit better. Think about situations. I want to reflect certain situations that were definitely live in my own marriage story. Feel into your stories as vicariously as I'm speaking about my first-hand experiences. And I still work with this in my nervous system. You know, we all have underlying beliefs that we formed in childhood when mom, dad, stepdad, the person who sexually abused us, the bullies at school, profoundly sick society, told us that we weren't so brilliant, put us down, laughed at us when we showed our art. We were on the way to being the next Picasso, but they went, oh, that's not how you paint. And we stopped, and we formed these beliefs of, I'm not enough. I'm not beautiful. I'm not a singer. I'm not a writer. I'm no good. I'm ugly. I'm horrible. I'm weak. I'm a disaster timekeeping. I'm lazy. We form these scripts, and they get reaffirmed by, you know, unconscious parents, people that don't know how to hold space, didn't know how to hold space for their own emotions and their own authentic expression. They got traumatized and they handed it down to us. So we learned this script, and we take this script of, like, you'll have your own script. Touch base with yourself. Like, what's your script? What do you end sometimes with, you know, I'm, like, what do you... In tough moments, oh, I'm no good at, I'm no good at writing. I'm always late. Oh, I'm always scattered. I'm just a messy person. I'm just disorganized. Oh, I'm such a procrastinator. You know, it's like this: if you fight for your own limitations, you get to keep them. If you fight for your own default story, you will keep printing your life out from that default story, and thus your marriage will never improve, thus your parenting situation will never improve, thus your inner world situation will never improve. So the scripts that I have been working with, tons of them, I'll mention some, see vicariously do you lean in with them, but I had a really inherent story that was unchecked, that was dominating so much of my life, which was, I'm ugly. Tons of variations off that. I'm unattractive. I'm not worthy of, you know, of a woman looking at me. In fact, my queen for years, you know, in the beginning, you know, was complimenting me, telling me, oh, I look nice and stuff, and how good looking I was, and beautiful body. Because that story was there, that script, I didn't know how to receive that. I really didn't know how to receive that. Again, it was like I was authoring my story through unconscious beliefs, and they were repeatedly putting it out there. So I would negate. I was like, oh, no, I disregard. I'd ignore. I don't think I'm good looking or whatever. Like, I'd make a joke. I'd never receive the compliment, the acknowledgement from my queen. I'm not worth listening to. You know, growing up, there's a lot of, what I experienced to be like unconscious snide laughter at the kitchen table, where it seemed like at the time, oh, there's just so much fun. But I learned to wrap up my authentic truth, what I really wanted to say, what I really wanted to say and describe about the wonder of the world and the excitement that I had, and, you know, all my ideas. I learned to just, you know, speak the script that was receivable by my family of origin. Which the underlying belief was, hey, I'm not worth listening to. Because, hey, different times I said stuff and it was disregarded, not listened to, ignored, laughed at, etc. So I learned that script. I'm a piece of shit. I learned that. I'm worthless. I'm no good. I'm not enough. So, and all of these goddamn chores. This story of, oh man, I'm just nice guy shit. I'm doing all this shit. And I never get... I never get any praise. I never get anything back. This is impossible. I literally was telling myself that this is impossible. It's like, it's impossible to be a husband. My queen, she's fucking impossible. It's just impossible. She's never happy with anything I ever do. Does that link home with you guys? I know it's a really common one that resonates with a lot of guys. She's never bloody happy with anything I do. So I started like this authentic, being authentic equals being the author. I started then planting seeds. And I will say, guys, there's planting seeds here. You will have a natural kickback to this as an idea if you get some idea from me that it's just night and day. You just put a switch down and it's easy. It can be easy, but if you go, you've got to go all in with this as an idea. But it's more a case of planting seeds and building the muscle of a new story inside of you. Because, you know, let's look at my first one that I talk, and these aren't the only ones. Man, I could have 20 more unhelpful beliefs and scripts that have been in me. Look at the I'm ugly one. You know, when I started playing with this, to be authentic is I'm the author, and hey, my emotions aren't telling me anything about the situation. They're not telling me anything about my body. They're telling me, they're giving me feedback about the quality of my thinking about my body. I started going, hey, maybe I'm not ugly. Maybe that's not an inherent truth. And I started planting seeds of, you know, I started journaling, started talking about my body. When I was reflecting, but like, fuck it, I'm beautiful. I started doing positive aspects journey, going, I'm beautiful, I'm healthy, I have nice skin, my hair color is nice, nice smile. And I started building the muscle, and in doing that, neurophysiologically is, you know, nerves that fire together, wire together. You know, I started building that, and in placing my awareness more and more and more in this new story, the I'm ugly, I'm unattractive, that story started losing its power. Those neurons, hey, they sort of went obsolete. They were depleted of energy. No energy was going to them. So they started reconfiguring. Neuroplasticity built a new story over time. I was having a great laugh, but a sincere story underneath it, like this foundational story. I was saying it to the guys in Heroic Husband's Men's Circle. It's like, I'm consciously self-delusional. I told the guys, like, in a couple of groups recently, it's like, hey, guys, I looked him straight in the eyes. I've trained my nervous system to believe I'm the most sexually attractive man alive. It's like, when I go into a room, I'm just like, I'm okay with that thought. I'm okay with that idea. It's like, of course these women are looking at me. Of course. Like, it's unnatural that they wouldn't want to sleep with me. And it's like, you can go, well, that's bullshit. Anybody can argue with that. Of course. I couldn't give a fuck at this point. Because I'm like, I've lived for long enough with this horrible, ball-busting, suffocating, horrifying story. If I'm ugly, I'm unattractive. My queen now she tells me all the time, man. She's like, oh, you look so hot in that shirt. I'm like, fucking God. Damn, I look good in this. You're dead right. I fucking thank you. And, you know, she told me recently, it's like, there's a certain style of t-shirt I don't really like if it was my choice. It's like, it's one of those ones with the short sleeves, and it's quite tight. Probably coming from that old style shame with my body. But anyway, I always like more a classic, you know, tennis t-shirt type shirt, etc. It's like my preference. But she's like, hey, you just look hot. It's like, Mark, forget about your opinion and what it feels like. It's like, just, I'm telling you. It's like, I want to sleep with you when you're in that top. I started wearing the t-shirt. I was like, yeah, hey. It's like flexing my muscles. She's like, oh. It's like, and it's showing off my body. It's like, yeah, new script, guys. New script. Being authentic, you are the author of your own life. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if there's 10 million people, like 10 million other guys that are like, oh, they've all been voted better looking than Mark. I couldn't give a fuck. When I walk into a space, I'm like, I'm just working on the assumption. I'm building this story of I'm the most beautiful man in the world. I'm the most sexually attractive man in the world. And I say to my queen, it's like, man, you just like, I play with the story then. I used to be really oppressed, felt so restricted by my queen's jealousy. I used to harbor resentment against her. Now I'm like, hey, baby, see that protectiveness? Like, we're going out in town here. Like, you've seen the shirt I'm wearing. You know how attractive I am. Like, you got to be in full queen mode. You got to protect the family. Because, like, the pheromones, you're going to be smelling them. Like, I mean, once these women smell me, smell my presence, my sexual energy, like, they're going to one glance at me, they're going to be swooning. We're having fun with it. New story, new entirely different reality. My queen is way more relaxed around me. The I'm not worth listening to? Hey, I'm on podcast episode level number, 193 or 4? Like, I mean, I've been building that muscle. My first, I don't know, 30, 40, 50 episodes, I had to have like extreme levels of willpower to keep my awareness on. Let's get the job done. Because that old script was sort of coming up, the shame. It's like, why the fuck would people listening in to you? You know, like the numbers weren't, they weren't so great in the beginning until I figured out the marketing, changed the brand or the name of the podcast to Be The Husband She Brags About, etc., etc. So it was, this old script was coming. I'm not worth listening to. But I'm like, hey, I'm the greatest teacher of masculine, feminine, conscious intimacy ever. I'm one of the greatest. I couldn't give a fuck. Like, best ever, whatever. I'm like, I'm rapidly developing this story that I'm world class at it. That's it. I'm like, cool. So the more I build that muscle, the more my nervous system is identifying with it, the more it's hunting out down data to prove that that is true. I'm having more fun, guys. I'm having way more fun. Again, authenticity equals being the conscious author, taking up the paintbrush off your life and going, what am I going to paint today? Like the guy today going on his 26-hour trip. Is it a mundane, meaningless task that she's probably going to back bitch and just like, oh, I could have done so many. Like, I can't believe she got stuck and blah, blah, blah. Are you going to go, I'm the fucking knight going off to battle? You have got the pen in your hand. You're writing your story with your thoughts. The I'm a piece of shit one. Hey, I've reflected since childhood, but I brought back the kingdom of God lies within me. Jesus Christ. It's like inarguable. It's written. I've yet to reach to meet somebody that, you know, Western society is familiar with the teachings of Christ. It's like, yeah, everybody's, yeah, he said that. I've heard that. He's quoted in quite a number of different books, different versions of it. The kingdom of God lies within me. So I was like, oh, I'm a piece of shit. Or, hey, I'm going to start like just taking that on board and say, thank you, Jesus of Nazareth. Fuck yeah, man. I love that story. The kingdom of God lies within me. There's godliness in me. Yeah. Yeah. I like that. Buddhism has something similar. It's like, hey, the Buddha nature of the Buddhas and all sentient beings, there's no difference between them. There's just, what is it, abstentitious stains? There's some funky name. It's like that you just have to purify. And what's the purification? For me, guys, the purification needed is like the purification of the bullshit story and the belief systems. I'm like, I feel fucking really good. I feel, I honor my godliness. I honor this kingdom of God inside of myself, my Buddha nature. I honor it every day. I honor it in you. And that's how I can bring that much love to Heroic Husbands Men Circles, to my work, to the podcast. When I'm here in a room by myself, but energetically I'm speaking to you. My arms are moving. You can hear my energy. I'm alive. I'm like consciously self-delusional in a way, because I'm having like this conversation alone, but I'm speaking with you at the exact same time. It's a script that I go with. I used to feel weird in the beginning when I started doing these podcasts. I literally am imagining. I have guys from the movement. I'm imagining I'm seeing you guys, and you're there, you're reaffirming, you're like, give me fist pumps, you're smiling. Am I crazy? Yeah, I'm crazy probably if you compare me to the me of a few years ago, but the results of my life are infinitely better. And I know the results of the guys in Heroic Husbands Men Circles, when they start getting this, it comes better. That's why there's so many guys in Heroic Husbands Men Circles that end up coming on the podcast. Because they're now becoming the author of their own story. They're like, I don't have to live out the script that my dad handed me down. I don't have to be the grumpy guy. I don't have to be the sexual shame guy. I don't have to be the poor old bastard victim mode. I can print off a new story. This changes everything. on practical levels, like, I did a version, I did an episode for the holiday season. And I ran it, I get the direct feedback, obviously more through guys in the men's circles. One of the things that I put out to everybody in the podcast audience, guys, by the way, ye as the audience's listenership, you're getting the epic shit. I create some specific exercises off the back of what I do with ye for the guys in. Yeah, they do more journaling exercises. We talk about it. They implement it. They have high-level accountability to implement this stuff. But what you're being gifted is like 99% of what the guys get on the inside. One of those things for the holiday season was to, you know, when you have so many chores and modern life, you know, it's like you're working 9 to 5, even longer hours, you get to commute home, whatever, you've been up early in the morning, late home, late. I mean, it's not inherently exhausting, but you have a lot on your plate. And then you get in the door and there's a ton more things to do, and like you don't have time to do your own thing, you get to the gym. It seems like a dogfight that's impossible to get all the shit done, to tick the box of sexual intimate relating, time with the kids, homework time with the kids, walk the fucking dog. And it's like, man, then you're just, it seems impossible. It really can feel impossible. However, we're the infinite source of energy. You might even say the kingdom of God lying within you. That infinite enthusiasm and theos, the God within, where the infinite source of enthusiasm lies within you, is coming from the same source. It's like when you realize, oh, to be authentic is to be the author. If I'm not feeling good, if I don't feel I have energy, well, then it's a motivational thing. It's like emotion, energy in motion, like motivation comes from the same thing. If I don't feel I have fuel to do something, if I'm feeling like there's just chores and I feel, oh man, and then you're feeling like shite and the shitty feelings inside of yourself are like, oh man, it's just these chores, she doesn't appreciate me, there's so much to do, it is impossible, oh man, I can't think of that, I'm just hating my married life. I used to hate my married life. I used to hate all the things I had to do for my kids because I thought I had to do them. I thought I was locked in. I changed the story. I consciously changed the story, guys. My queen for years I was helping out. She loves horses. Being a Mr. Nice Guy, I didn't know how to say no. So it's like she ended up with a ton of horses. We've spoke about that. We've honored that. And I'm like, hey, I personally will take extreme ownership of every single sentient being that I have said yes to coming into her family life. It's like, I'm not going to axe any of them just because I didn't have the capacity to say no. So it's like we brought them on. But I was going around like a boy bitch in the yard for years where, yeah, I was helping her out. Yeah, I was helping her feeding and mucking out. And it's like a lot of work, but I was resenting it. And she was saying that to me. She was feeling bad. She was like her old wounds of being a burden with her parents, etc. She felt she was being a burden to me, and she felt I was judging her. And I actually fucking was. I was hating these horses. But the script that I changed, guys, and fit this in with you, if you don't like your chores, the amount of shit that you have to do, you know, as a husband, as a dad, DIY, runs for the kids, etc. You know the list of shit that you've got to do. If you at times resent that or are exhausted by it, change the script from these are chores to these are, it's not a chore to do. It's an honor to serve. It's not a chore. A chore is like, oh, for fuck's sake, do the chores. You know, it's like a kid. Boy bitch energy relates to everything as a chore. It's like, oh, I'm so entitled. I deserve a 5-star life experience, but look at this shit. It's entitlement where entitlement versus enlightenment. Entitlement is the boy bitch way of going at marriage. Like she should just be giving me a better human experience. And when you go with that story for long enough, and with all these chores, at some point the only thing you can do, because your emotions, you link your emotions, are describing the quality of the situation as well. I'll just change the situation. I'll change woman. Nothing is going to fucking change, and that's why 65% of second-time marriages fail. 50% of first-time marriages fail. Because your emotions aren't describing the quality of the situation. Your emotions are describing that you're thinking about the situation. And if you don't change your thinking, if you don't practice consciously realizing that authenticity is not something that just happens, it's a practice. And it's practicing choosing the quality of your thoughts from the guidance of your emotional system. I know, guys, when I shifted my script from, list of chores, nice guy, ton of chores. It's an infinite, never-ending fucking list of chores I have to do, and I'll just keep ticking them, and at some point you'll realize I'm a good man. It's her fucking fault if she doesn't realize how good I am. Yeah, I'm caricaturing a lot of fucking guys listening in, yeah? If you're really honest, there's this grumpy, resentful voice in you because you're relating with all of these things that you do and why she should affirm you, she should appreciate, she never appreciates, and she's always acting like it's never good enough because she's looking at your grumpy fucking face, man. She's reading your grumpy energy like my queen was with me. I was helping, and I was like, she never praises me. Because she was like, she knew I was resenting it. So her heart didn't feel safe to say, hey, thank you, it means so much. Because it didn't mean much. I was being a grumpy asshole. I was being a boy bitch. However, here's the magic thing. Changing the script, guys. And the guys that did this in the holiday season challenge in Heroic Husbands Men's Circles, a ton of them said they were on fire over the holiday season because they saw everything that they had to do, the tidying of the house, the fucking preparing of the turkey, the bringing in extra chairs from the shed for the guests coming over. They saw it as an honor. They practiced bringing thoughts in going, this is an honor to do. And when they did that, this is an honor, they were self-affirming. They were blowing, the wind in their own sail was coming from inside, from their own story. Thus, they weren't needy of praise. You know what's the miracle, guys? You know what's the miracle of all miracles? When you start relating with a new script that the chores aren't chores, they're just, it's an honor to do this. So I'm just going to do it for the honor of doing it. I feel good about myself. I'm just, it's a self-affirming inside out job. Your queen places praise upon you like never before. Because why? You're bubbling away with a story that's self-affirming. You're authentic. You're the author of your own story. You're like the dude going off, going, hey, I'm a knight. I'm here to serve. I'm living this. I'm the hero of my story. I'm the hero of this moment. You might feel crazy. Well, you probably are crazy compared to the same shit, different day bullshit that you've been thinking who you are, and it never has been you. It's a collection, and a very small collection of repeatable stories that brings you certainty in navigating your existence. It's okay. From a trauma-informed perspective, I honor that part of you, that boy energy, the inner child that got creative and fucked together a couple of stories that made sense. I get that. It helped you get through childhood. I get that. I get that for a lot of you, if all of us, we've had our individual deep challenges living in a profoundly society that didn't know how to make us feel seen, heard, and safe, and allow our authentic expression come true whilst our attachment needs are being met. I get it's been a fucking dogfight, but guys, here's the thing. The greatest liberating story is yours to tell, but you have got to, and I have a physical pen in my hand, you've got to grab the fucking pen. The spiritual dogfight, it will always be a dogfight until you take the pen in your mind and go, with one thought, I can change my entire life. Is it a mundane story, or am I a fucking knight in shining armor, rescuing my damsel in distress with 10 kabazillion fucking molecules of dopamine, of oxytocin, of all the good shit permeating my entire inner world because I'm now telling a story that's awesome. You have that capacity. You are the author of your own story. The life and death difference it makes is, are you the conscious author or the unconscious? Unconscious is the same shit, different day scripts and beliefs that were birthed from fucking necessity when you're 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years of age. 99% of men will get divorced, will end up sick, will end up alone, will end up living unhappily ever after with their queens, with their fucking kids disconnected from them, because why? They won't have had this, the opportunity to realize this first and foremost. Or number two, the spiritual fucking balls to take the pen in their mind, in their nervous system, go, I'm writing a new story from today. End of story. This changes everything. Feel it in my energy. This has changed the entirety of my lived experience in marriage and parenting and health and fitness. I'm overcoming the story of asthma. I'm overcoming the story of erectile dysfunction, overcoming the story of poverty, overcoming the story of I'm not worth of love. Am I? I'm a regular guy, guys. I've got a nervous system, and from this one realization, everything has changed. Yes, it's been me. I've planted incessantly seeds over the last number of years, and I keep building that muscle. Like, if you keep going to the fucking gym, you just will get ultimately exceptionally fit. That's what I do on a daily basis with my mind. I'm a regular dude. I've come from fucking hell in marriage, hell in inner world, hell in parenting, hell in finances, etc., etc., etc. It's available to you. This podcast is to support you become the marriage transforming hero of your story. But if you don't take up the inner world pen and your birthright to be the author of your own thoughts and not fucking ever stop till the point at which you take complete sovereign control of the fortress of your mind, that's the point of every single spiritual journey. And you take such conscious control over the where your awareness goes in your mind that you deny it access to shame, blame, and you put the pen always in claim, and you write the most beautiful, romantic, powerful, awe-inspiring, they should make fucking movies and not just movies, trilogies about this life. Whether they ever make a fucking book about it, video about it, film about it, it doesn't fucking matter, because your felt experience, you're not looking for entertainment on Netflix or any shit like that, going to the cinema. The greatest entertainment is you living out the exceptional lived experience of your everyday life. I get more entertainment at my kitchen table, in my bedroom, in what I'm creating around me, in the podcast, in the guys I work with. I've less and less fucking need to seek entertainment elsewhere, guys. I've less need, in some senses, to read books to inspire me, because I'm writing the book of my own fucking life, and it's pretty fucking sensational. And that is available to you. But you've got to start writing a different story today. In perfect alignment with the words of our movement, the mantra of our movement, better husbands today, better world tomorrow. And support and accountability and a culture that supports everything about you owning unapologetically your birthright to become the author of your life story, having a culture and a support, a brotherhood that's what they do, is astoundingly helpful. I would say essential. My capacity to do what I'm saying has been off the back of support of men's groups the last 5 years. It has been irreplaceable for me. That is available to you now. The next intake to Heroic Husbands Men's Circles and the next level of your entire life's journey. Jump into the podcast description notes now, immediately at the end of this podcast episode. The link is there. Click on it. It will be the single greatest, most life-transforming decision you've ever made to book that call. The intake is coming up really soon. You've got to book the last intro calls, application calls now. Better husbands today, better world tomorrow. Go have an amazingly, beautifully authentic kingly day.